Yeah. Good morning.
Okay. Hello.
Welcome back. We are so live. I made some smoothie bowls this morning.
They are amazing.
Yeah, so we're kind of like, I'm sorry. Probably going to be munching in between. Welcome back. We are excited. We're back from San Diego.
Yes.
How are you feeling this morning?
This morning, I ran to get this bowl. I usually we stretch after the class. I'm out.
Yeah, Nicole works out before she comes here.
I don't want to miss my bowl.
Yes, every morning on Wednesdays, I make her breakfast. Yes. And so she is learning what is happening over here at the Franklin Residence.
It's amazing.
Good morning, everyone.
Yogis, get down.
A heads up, if you're listening to this on our podcast, we are recording live on Instagram every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And to those of you guys on Instagram, welcome. And we are happy to have you guys here.
Yes.
We're talking about something really, really cool this month for our, February theme, which is working well. So, you know, last month we talked a lot about, you know, like I said, the things that dreams are made of, the dedication, the hard work, the patience, the perseverance, the clarity, the focus,
discipline,
discipline. So I wanted to take some time this month to now transition into how we can also practice wellness in the midst of doing all of those things and trying to make strides, right?
Yes, very important.
So, but before we do, let's take a real quick San Diego recap. If you don't know, we went to San Diego last week and it was amazing.
There it is.
It was amazing.
I mean, just sounded like the ocean right there. It was absolutely a shift in perspective for me. A much needed and welcome shift, but it was such a creative shift.
Yeah, it was definitely a creative shift, even for me. Just envisioning like where I can grow into creatively in the spaces that are that I can navigate in and be a part of, and the things that I can create that have a lot of value and really get to the core of why we're here and why Afro Yoga exists and why we do this work, which is really for you all, for women of color, to create visibility, to create representation, to show ourselves beautifully, and as multifaceted beings that occupy multiple spaces. And so I am really excited to share with you all, you know, everything that we created last week with Nicolette Lavelle, who is our photographer / videographer. Oh, she's amazing.
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 An shout absolute out to her. Pleasure to just be around and to see her work. I mean, to really see two professionals for me just really, it was really, for someone who is in the cubicle still, for somebody who's in the cubicle still, to be around these two women, absolutely wonderful.
Yes, I'm just taking some time here to write down what we're talking about. Just because, you know, for anybody who's peeking in so that you guys can know what the conversation is about. So, working well, a conversation really about harmony. Okay. Oh, let me pin this.
And I know you like the word harmony.
Yeah. And so
versus balance.
Yes. So I'll talk a little bit about that. So I think that, and my friend Neva Flor and I talk about this, and we say, you know, that we think it may be better to consider the concept of harmony over balance, because balance is a very sort of elusive thing. And it's not something you stay in forever. Like even in a yoga pose, whatever, if you're balancing on one leg or whatever, you're not going to be there forever. You know what I mean? You're there for a moment and then you come out. And so balance is a practice, yes, but I don't think that it's something that like you can hold on to. I feel like harmony is something that I asked this once in a class. And I asked people the difference between harmony and balance when they thought about it. And balance was like this very like, oh, like I'm chasing after it. I'm trying to get it. It always feels like it's running away from me. And then harmony was just like this easeful flow. Mm-hmm. Like you're already there. You don't need to go anywhere. You just need to accept and flow with what's already present. And so I like this idea of harmony, because balance between work and wellness and balance in general, right? Like when you're balancing things, are not always going to be in equal portion.
Yeah.
And so harmony right. then becomes like this ebb and flow, this up and down, this in and out. And I think that it's more easeful and it feels more attainable.
I love that. I love that. Because I've heard you say it, the balance. And I think when I think of balance in here and I hear you talk is that I think of a beam and I think of I'm going to be fighting to get in balance.
That's right.
So literally my focus is not about my breathing. My focus is not about what I need now. All the things that we talk about, listening to yourself. It's this goal of trying to get balance.
Yes. I'm going to get this balance.
And then when you get it, hold it.
Right. I don't want to fall.
Yeah. So I love harmony because it's more allowing and it is like you said, there's not going to be an equal proportion.
That's right.
And so I do
love
that.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
And that's okay because you're not, like, I've been going hard for a while and I've been like, man, I need to rest, but I don't feel like resting that much.
Yeah.
And I'm just in that place right now.
You're in harmony with.
I'm in harmony with the energy that I'm flowing in right now. And so there will be a time for rest and I know that. And so I'm not there right now though, but I don't feel out of balance because I'm working hard because this is the energy that I'm in and I want to be in right now. So that's that.
Yes.
On that.
Yeah.
So like I said, February theme is all about working well. So finding that balance between work and wellness. And we're going to be talking about it from different angles. It's also Black History Month. So happy Black History Month to everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, hey, that's the one. So I'm also going to be sharing some resources via our newsletter. So if you are not subscribed to our newsletter, you can go to our website, afroyoga.org. At the very bottom, you will find the subscription box.
Get in. Yes. You don't want to miss it.
Ja'Kaia, good morning. Hey, boo.
Good morning.
Okay, so we are going to get into the topic at hand.
She clapping.
I just felt like maybe we should raise the energy a little bit.
She clapping. Come out of that. Let's
go. Come on now. I can't make the booty cheeks clap, but I can make my hands clap. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, so we're talking about non-stealing. Again, we are coming back to Yamas and Niyamas by Deborah Adele. If you do not have this book, I really don't know what you're waiting for. This book is about exploring yoga's ethical practice. The thing I love about this book is that it really provides real life examples.
Ooh,
right?
That hit. You can't say I don't get it. Right between the eyes.
Period.
Right between the eyes.
Little bing, like a little jelly bean just smack you right in your third eye. See this. And she uses awesome real life examples, which really help these messages land. Yes. You pretty much do not have a brain if this does not resonate with you. Or a heart, or like a soul, or you might just be really in protection.
Email me.
If you need guidance, holla at a player.
Please. If this is not landing, come.
We need to talk about it.
You need to get the next retreat. You need to.
Let's talk about it. So we're talking about, and we're kind of jumping from concept to concept. The yamas are restraints.
Yes.
Niyamas are observances. So this is about the way that we deal with others and the way that we deal with the world. Last week, we talked about santosha, contentment. What were some of the highlights for you about last conversation?
Well, I used the word content a lot in the past week with my new appreciation.
Hello. Because
that was my takeaway, that for me, contentment meant just not fantastic, but not horrible. And I took the time this week to really notice contentment, which was not needing anything more than what was.
Enoughness. Enoughness. You know what's funny is that when we're coming, I was supposed to leave on Saturday and my brother asked me to stay for a couple more days to help him with something. And I was like, damn, I was like, I had enough. Like, I'm ready to go. And then on Saturday, he ended up telling me like, oh, I'm not going to need you to go after all. And so then I came Sunday morning and I was like, oh, for real? Okay. I'm about to change this flight. I was like, I'm ready to get my ass home. And I had just had that feeling of enoughness and it was just perfect. And I just didn't want to go beyond that. So it was really good.
Yeah.
And look at how that all worked out. right?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the chat.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for being here. Whether you're listening on our podcast or on IG Live, we really appreciate you guys being here.
We really do.
And we've been getting some great reviews and feedback.
We have.
Yes.
We have.
So if you are like on Apple Podcasts or whatever listening to this, or you want to catch this later, please do rate, review, subscribe.
It just helps us.
Share with the homies.
Yeah, it lets us know what's working. Tell us what you want to hear about.
Tell us. We want to know.
We do.
Okay. So, we are talking this morning about Asteya, which is the yoga principle.
Who that? Who she?
Asteya is the one who will not steal from you. Okay? So, we're talking about non-stealing. All right? To steal means... because we like to, you know, begin with definitions around here. So we all know what we're talking about. To take without permission or legal right without intending to return it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know that part kind of hit me. I was like, ooh, okay.
That is stealing.
Because you know when you like, you took a couple dollars from your mom, but you're like, I'm going to put it back. Is that still stealing or not? Because you did have an intention to return it.
Things that mean.
Now, whether you actually do return it or not, maybe perhaps, I don't know, I think it's still stealing. I think it's taking some shit without somebody's awareness, period. Or even, like, without their awareness. Like, that's some sneaky shit.
Yeah, with no intention to return it.
So. With no intention to return it.
So you just taking people's shit.
Y'all ever steal? Let us know.
Don't, what's the word?
Incriminate.
Yourself. Don't incriminate yourself.
Okay,
ladies.
Never mind. Don't answer that question. You could just know.
Put your hand down quick.
I might have a few thoughts running through my mind.
Yes.
Anywho, so the problem that we are experiencing with this concept of non-stealing and how this applies to working well is that we are overworked, overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and constantly comparing ourselves.
That was a whole lot.
Okay, let me go again. We are overworked, overwhelmed, unfulfilled, and constantly comparing ourselves. Can you holla at a play if you feel me?
Can you?
Raise your hand, blink your eyebrows.
Else, anybody? Else?
Just let
anybody
us know. Else? Y'all feeling overworked, overwhelmed?
Yes,
unfulfilled.
Yes,
playing the comparison game? Let us know. So we're looking outside of ourselves to define who we should be and what we should be and what we should strive for instead of allowing that to unfold naturally from ourselves.
Yeah, which kind of plays into our podcast from the week before about that enoughness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. And when, oh my God, yes, right? And when you're not feeling that enoughness, you gonna steal. if you don't feel enough.
You taking it from somebody one way or another.
One way or another. Maybe you got to be number one at work all the time. Can't let the new girl get no love.
Can't let
the new girl get some shine?
Can you please?
You know, I know you entrepreneurs. You know, I know you kind of standing alone and independent. But dang, when y'all walk in the room, you take over a room. You know what I'm saying?
Just sometimes you don't need to speak. Sometimes listening is also okay. Yeah. One upping motherfuckers all the time is really not the move.
Yeah.
You don't need to every time that somebody tell you what they're about to do or these great plans. You don't need to co-sign with your own similar experience that you also
had. That's stealing the thunder.
That is stealing the thunder.
When you say, oh, really? You can't wait till they finish so you can go,
Well, I just got back from Paris 2 hours ago.
Yes.
Oh, you've never been?
True. Oh, you've never been?
Oh,
it's beautiful
you know
this
what?
Time of year.
Damn it, I do that. I'm like, oh, you haven't been? Oh, man, it's amazing.
Oh, I just went to the gym. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just 7:30 and I've already
That's
worked
stealing,
out.
Y'all. That is stealing.
Look, stop stealing out here from these people.
She said, y'all killing me, but facts.
Straight facts. Mel, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so our discussion today is, again, working well. Finding harmony between work and wellness in order to live a more fluid, stressless life. When we can find harmony between being and doing, we feel better.
We do. We feel better.
Be and do. Give and take.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our well is never empty because we're constantly refilling it as much as we're pouring out of it. You gotta pour back in.
Got to.
Consistently. This can't just be like, and I'm guilty of this. I will wait till my ass is looking like a dead fish on the ground. And be like, I need to rest. I should put down my phone. I got a migraine.
No. She gets like that. She goes, I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know why I'm so naked on the ground.
What do you mean you don't know what's wrong? You need to rest, yo. What have you been doing? Have you been staying up past about this.
We talked about this. Don't be up at 3 a.m. watching The Office.
Stealing. So Angie started the podcast saying, talking about harmony versus balance, right? Balance says, I do this for this so many hours, and I do this for so many hours, and I go to bed at this time because I have to get the a right amount of sleep.
Right.
Whereas you described harmony.
Yes.
But I'm feeling a flow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I'm not extending myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to add more to what is being given.
Right.
Right?
So right.
When you find yourself trying to I just need to do this one last thing, this one last thing. Even though you're physically tired, that is a form of stealing
from yourself. 100, as YG would say. Now, so this requires clarity, focus, discipline.
It's going to be a reoccurring theme.
It's going to be a reoccurring theme, I'm feeling like, all year long.
Yeah.
It's just going to keep coming back.
Yeah, and it's going to help us.
It's going to help us all, guys. All of us. This requires clarity, focus, discipline, which allows us to make this harmonizing a lasting change that becomes a part of how we move in life. The goal is to make the type of changes that can create this level of harmony in our lives that just become the way that we move. This is just who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're not striving for harmony. We are harmony.
Yes.
We are harmonized like a beautiful music. You know, you have the high notes, the low notes, the pause where there's no music, full of music, high energy. You have it all, but it's just this beautiful compilation of energies and sounds that work together in harmony that create a beautiful experience. So your life is like a song.
It really is. It really is. And that's why I love what we're doing here, because with that mental health piece or with that emotional wellness piece, there are parts of you who are not in harmony with other parts of you.
Yes.
So that one, that creative one who says, come on, let's go, let's get in the morning, will somehow get sabotaged by that aspect of you that just says, you never listen to me. And so that's where we're, when you're talking about harmony with self, it's even the different aspects of yourself. You know, you're a mother, you're a daughter, you're a sister, you're a friend, you're a cousin, you're a supervisor, you're a this, you're a that, but are all in you. If what I would like y'all to do, you know, I always give out some homework during this.
Please
take out a piece of paper.
Okay.
And I want you to list all your hats, right? They say all your hats that you wear.
That's good.
And that could be woman. That could be woman of color. That's a hat.
That's a whole motherfucking, that's a church hat. That's a church hat. That's that big motherfucker.
We can do a Badu style. We can go way up here.
We can go
with
up. It might be that one.
We can
one.
Go out with it. So, I mean, being a woman of color is a hat.
That's
being a woman
hat.
Is a hat. Where you live is a hat.
That's a hat.
That where you're from, mother, daughter, teacher. I want you to list your hats. And then as you're listing them, just feel which ones start to compete for attention of importance. Because you're just going to write them out.
Ooh.
But then you will notice your brain will start to sort them. And those are the ones that you can start to figure out, like, okay, how can I get you all in harmony with each other?
Damn, y'all peeping this free therapy.
Homework.
Free mental.
Good morning.
Therapy that you are receiving.
Haha, church hat, yes.
Yeah. A whole church hat, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all know the church hat.
So there's some homework.
There's some homework. So get yourself a pen and paper. Not on your phone. I don't believe in electronic.
Get them.
Get some pen and paper.
Get them,
because you know what? It's called a spelling because you're casting a spell.
Get them, yeah.
Can we
get
talk
them.
About it?
Get them.
Can I get
church? We got the church hat on. We got it all.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Okay. Ashe. All right. We have some indicators.
Ooh, I love the indicators. I love you. I love your format. You know, I'm a fan of your format.
Thank you.
You're teaching me some things.
You know. It's good. It helps organize
I love it.
All right. How about comparison as the thief of joy?
Thief of joy.
We talked about this last week, too.
We did.
We talked a little bit about it. One-ups.
We did.
Shifting the conversation when someone's telling you something. All of a sudden, it's about you. I honestly, this is a pet peeve of mine. I cannot stand when I'm telling somebody something and I'm really just hoping that they listen and they turn it into a whole thing about themselves with no intention of returning the conversation to you.
Look what you just did. No, that's real talk.
Now, there's a give and take, right? Of like, I'm going to share my experience. You're going to share your experience. We'll talk about it. I'm going to share my reflections. You're going to share your reflections. We'll talk about it.
Sherry said, harmony means donating some of them hats. Yes.
Ooh,
yes, baby.
Sherry, come on with it.
Hey, I love it.
Yes.
But what that was profound.
Right?
That was profound there.
It's about when you are sharing my dad taught me the art of this. My dad is like, we're 5 days apart in birth. P.S. My birthday's tomorrow.
Just so you know.
But he's a great communicator, and that's something that I really took from him. And what he did in raising us was not so much, don't do this, don't do that. Here's an experience I've had. Let me share it with you. Pull out what you can pull out of it and what you learn from it so that you can have some context, some framework on how to deal with the similar situation that you may come across, right? That's very different from, versus like, you know, an experience I once had that reminds me of this is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, this could be maybe this is one way that you could look at it. If you're trying to work on this, ask the person who's speaking if you can mention how you relate but not detract. The more you do this, the better you'll be at not taking over people's conversations. Yes, can I add to that?
Yeah.
It's just that simple, right? It's all about the way we say things.
But don't forget to give it back.
Please give it back. Please give it back.
Don't forget to give it back. You know, that's all. The thing. Give the mic back.
Yeah, and then sometimes there's just time and space to just listen.
Yeah.
And to not talk. Right. Listen is one of the principles that I love from Afro Yoga so much.
Yes.
Just listen and observe and receive and take in and absorb and listen to understand rather than to respond.
Yes.
Please listen to understand. It makes a big difference.
Huge.
Right. So and then comparison. Yeah. Just like, you know,
can I ask where your father is from?
Oh, sure. Yeah. My dad is African American, born in Maryland, raised in Sacramento, California, where I'm from. Moved around a lot. He was military. So was I. I mean.
So had a lot of experiences and context.
Yeah.
Man of color in the military, moving around different countries.
Different countries. You know, met my mom in Spain. I was born there. We are always were around all different kinds of people. So yes, it definitely, he had a lot of really amazing life experiences that he's always shared. So. In any case, so the comparison game is an indicator that you could be stealing out here.
Yeah.
You out here stealing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing too about this comparison is that, you're taking something away from yourself, your individuality, your uniqueness by trying to compare yourself to somebody else.
Because in the second you compare, you move to which is what we're going to talk to next about now. Next is selfishness, which you have is like a scarcity mentality. So the second you start comparing, the second you do it, you're basically telling yourself you're lacking something.
Mm-hmm.
If I only had,
mm-hmm.
if I could just do, how does she do? What is that? She must have help. If only I had help. If only I had a man. If only I had another. I'm guilty. You know what I say all the time, y'all?
What?
Must be nice to have a second income.
Ooh.
I am like guilty of it because sometimes you're going, and you're just like, this is a two-income economy. It's not possible to make it. I had a little rant in San Diego.
Yeah.
And you know, and I had to hear myself. So, yeah, definitely.
It's too many ways out here to make money these days. There's just too many ways. You got to get creative.
These youngins.
Okay. Selfishness. Nicole already touched on it. I think we pretty much touched on it. But when you're focused only on yourself or when you're out here, you know, going for goals, but you ain't trying to put nobody on, you can't recommend nobody to nobody.
Right.
You know, you feel like you got competition if you share somebody, a similar person's work. Come on, bro. We're living in an abundant world.
Yeah.
There's so much.
So much. And people are really starting to tune in versus consume. I mean, we're definitely consuming. I'm not saying we're all the way over there, but it's shifting. People, that's why videos more, you know, static images, they're not doing as much as video because people want to feel connected.
They do. And so I'm not really going to follow an account that's nothing but selfies. Sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
You won't have my vote. The next thing, an indicator that might be that you are out here stealing. Is taking things for granted. One thing that I love about what Deborah Dell said in this book is that we are on borrowed time. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yes. Yes.
Let that sit. And so our time here is borrowed, and what we do with this time is important, and that we need to care for the things that we have, the people that have come into our lives, ourselves,
yeah,
our earth, right?
Yeah.
We have to show a sense of care and understand that we're part of an ecosystem.
That we're not here to take.
No, we're here to be a part of something, not to be just individuals. We can be individual within a community, yes, and offer what we offer within the community. And that's how we all thrive, when everybody gives of themselves, because we're all donned with different gifts. We're all donned with different passions, with different things that we care about. And so one person is a baker and one person is a shaker.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody got to dance and somebody got to bake.
Yes.
And that's that. Okay. Another indicator, insatiability.
That's a fancy word, y'all.
Insatiable.
I mean, that's even to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean,
you are never satiated.
It's really that feeling of never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Never content.
Mm-hmm. Not excess, right? We talked about non-excess. It's not enough. We're overindulging.
And that could be with food.
Mm-hmm.
That could be with the attention you require from your significant other.
Mm.
That could be how you even are pursuing your own goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you hit the mark and then you gotta one up yourself.
Right.
Or, you know, it's just that feeling of never feeling having been satisfied.
Yeah, like you can't even sit in your accomplishments. And I did a meditation that I sent out to by text to Mindful Mondays this week. On celebrating self, because we have to be able to stop and celebrate our wins and take those in.
It was so good.
Oh, good.
Yes, I listened to it last night.
Oh, yay. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we have to focus on what we have. And we're going to get into some tips here in just a moment. Mel says, consistent gratitude practice comes in so handy for that.
Yes.
Absolutely. How do you feel about insatiability for knowledge? I think that you, following the energy currents of where you feel drawn to investigate and learn, are very good, because they could open up new ideas and new perspectives that lead you to things that you wouldn't have otherwise landed on.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that we do know internally when we've reached that point of enoughness, like, okay, I've dove into all of these things and mm-hmm. like now I'm like, my mind is like reeling because I have so much new information. It's time to pause.
Ooh.
Take that in, give it a rest, and then, you know, continue to let that energy flow. You can, you know, further dive into it. I love learning. I love knowledge. So I'm constantly always learning, but I also know that and can recognize, and I think this is a great opportunity to check in and be like, okay, am I ready for rest now? Do I want to continue doing more reading? Do I want to continue doing more research? Or am I ready to pause? Do I feel good with what I learned today? So that's a mm-hmm. thought. Another indicator that you out here is stealing. I love the ad lib. Desiring what others want.
You know, that's how we do.
That's how we do it. Desiring what others want steals from your own expansion. So the way I see this is like, if I'm out here thinking that I want what you want, then maybe that means that I start chasing what you have, and my path that would have expanded and unfolded me in a different way, similar maybe but different, is no longer accessible to me. I've taken that away from myself.
Yes, and I will add to that.
Please.
I will add to that. It won't be accessible for you as long as you're still trying to get what somebody else has. But the second you give it up, I promise you it's always going to be there for you.
Come on.
And like how you know it doesn't go away is because you'll get what they have and you won't feel satisfied. And people say that all the time. Nicole, I got
That's a word.
I got it. I saw her and I saw what she did and I did it and I did it better. And yet and still,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel satiated. I don't feel satisfied.
That's powerful.
And that is because we do what you just said. We took our eyes off of our own path. And so I mean, because I get a lot of people, right, in therapy and in life where they just say, you know, I don't get it. I've done it. I'm da-da-da. I said it at one point in time. And it's never too late. 43, y'all. Mm. It's never too late because your path will light up. It never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
It never goes anywhere. And then the second you look back at it, it doesn't get mad at you. Hmm. It doesn't say, it's about time. It's not old. It's not a parent. Your dream and your vision is yours. It loves you. Mm. And actually, the more you go down the rabbit hole of something else, it will alter and change to conform so that you can pick it up again.
Wow.
And that's what I love about your vision and your dream for your life. It's yours.
It's yours. Don't make your vision someone else's.
Yeah, you can, but you won't feel satisfied.
You're not going to feel satisfied. You can use it as inspiration.
For sure, for sure.
Let's not get that confused because we all need to see to believe.
That's real.
Right? Someone who's doing something we would like to do and to be able to see that. And
uh-oh, we're taking hairlines out again. Oh, baby. We did it.
Uh-oh, hey. It's true. When I threw that idea out 9 literal months, I'm assuming ago, my life blew up. My vision was like, we waiting on you, honey.
Yes.
We are waiting
with
on
open
you.
Arms. With open arms.
With open arms. And we ain't judging.
No, your dream and your vision, it loves you. It loves you.
Ooh, I love that, Nicole. That is amazing. Your dream and your vision loves you. We are ready to get into the tips, and we have a plethora of tips for you this lovely tips on tips. Hey, all right. Give and take. So we remember we started this conversation talking about work and wellness, finding that balance between what we're being and what we're doing, or rather what we're doing and that ability to just be. So we have to find that balance between and that harmony between give and take, right? So we give to others. Let's take a little bit of something for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, my boyfriend let me borrow the car so that I could go do my shopping, which is why we have these delicious bowls this morning.
Delicious.
Hello. And my cycle started yesterday, so I was a little bit like low energy throughout in the middle of the day. I'm all out here like, you know, in the Costco leaning on the cart. And you know, it's heavy shit. I live upstairs. I had hella shit. Then he was like, can you bring some lunch? I'm getting hungry. So then I made some food, which is fine. I had to eat as well. But you know, so then when I got to him, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to take this lift home. My phone was dead. Everything was like, okay. and so then he had asked me, he was like, okay, you don't feel like going to the bank then for me. And I was just like, nope, I don't. I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. I had to, you know, I could have gone and do that, but I'm like, I'm not going to go sit in this traffic. I already did quite a bit. I appreciate that he had let me use his car. That was his give, right? And I came back. I brought him lunch. Nice little energy exchange.
Yes.
And now I'm ready to go home and take care of me.
Yes.
And that's what I did.
Yeah. Take time.
Give and take. All right. So realize the richness of your life.
Yes. I mean, really and truthfully, you know, wherever you are, you're not there happenstance.
Okay.
You're really, wherever you're standing right now, it is not by happenstance. There is a order, and there's so much that goes into where you're standing, and it's rich with, you know, things that come across. Oh, I was just doing this and I saw that and I just ended up here. You know, it's rich with synchronicities.
Yes.
It's rich with hints and guidance and intuition. It's so, the moment is so full of information and guidance.
Mm.
You know, so anytime you're really feeling like, you know, sometimes I just feel like I'm at a loss. Hmm. You know, I like to do this weird thing where I literally close my eyes and I don't really see structures. I try to see energy. So I'll just close my eyes and I won't see this table. I won't see the phone. I will try to see it as an energetic outline or something. And it just kind of helps me get a little more like there's an abundance of oxygen. So I'll start to imagine the oxygen molecules and what do they look like. And because it can get overwhelming. I'll put my hand on my heart and I will just feel it beating and I will be grateful that I don't have to make it beat.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. There's something, there's an energetic, there's a greater force that's doing that.
I love that.
Yeah. So that just kind of helps me just shoo, you know, Nicole.
I love, 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 love that. Just recognizing the simplicity and miraculousness of life.
Of right now.
Of right now. This very moment. You sitting here with us.
You are a bunch of atoms and like neurochemicals firing. And I mean, you have a whole nervous system that's moving my arm. And I don't have to say, move my arm, move the arm. Like the second you think about it, it's happening. So yeah. God, it's like amazing.
It's a miracle. You are a miracle.
Yes.
Every single day. And so realizing the richness of your life, this at base level is just like realize the richness of your life.
Yes.
Your life. But then also realize the richness of what's surrounding you. Mm-hmm. If you need a quick chin check on this, go ahead and watch a documentary about...
Do it. I was like, she about to hit y'all.
Go ahead and watch a documentary about amputees that play soccer. Go ahead and watch a documentary about people who have to walk miles to bring food, water, whatever, to their village. Go watch some documentaries and humble yourself. Because you out here complaining about whatever, and the reality is your shit is so 1,000 times better than a lot of other people. And not in the space of comparison per se, but perspective shifting. Like, shift your perspective and realize you're being a little spoiled little bitch ass right now. Get it together, okay?
Complaining is a luxury.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go so hard.
Complaining at that point is a luxury.
Yeah, let's not do that.
That many don't have.
Let's not do that.
Remember y'all
King S.J. Lee, tell us your name so I can call you by name. This is a podcast that we record. You can peep it on the Afro Yoga Podcast, everywhere that podcasts are available.
And, you know, appreciate the privileges. And I'm very big on language and words. So I'm going to... Let's come back off of the word privilege, because I think it brings up, I think it, for me, it tends to bring up like privileged, underprivileged, and because I'm a social worker.
Like superiority?
Well, I think it just tends to put people in a place of like at-risk youth. Let's serve the underprivileged.
Got you.
And the reality is we just talked about the richness of our life. Mm-hmm. And I just think I'm getting ticky-tacky, but I just think, you know, it's not so much that we have privilege, you know, as much as it is that this is our life where for whatever reason, this is where we landed. And for whatever reason, that's the country that they were born to and that's where they are. So I don't have to use my life to say I'm privileged and they're not, as much as it is focusing back on me and just recognizing I have it different.
Yeah, I've had an abundance of opportunities and experiences.
What's available to me right now? So privilege is just maybe another way of saying I may have a little more available to me right
now. Yeah. Yes, because, you know, privilege is about accessibility.
It is.
In large part.
It is.
Solomon, I got you. Your name. Okay, cool. Solomon, where are you from? Let us know.
He said, I grew up privileged, but I'm good, though.
Okay.
I'm just softening. I like to soften words up just because I think we don't all have the same definition of it.
Okay. Solomon from Queens is in the building.
Oh, okay.
What's good?
Thank you.
What's good, B? All right. So the next piece of our tips is purposeful work. Oof. I'm going to dive into this one.
I'm like, did y'all see me? Oof. Get him.
Yes. Hey. So Michael Phelps on this one. So check it out.
With a swimsuit.
Okay, check it out. When we talk about work and wellness and we talk about this concept of non-stealing and not reaching for other people's goals, you know, etc., what we have to do is get clarity on our whys and our work. So what this means is we oftentimes, people say, I don't know what my passion is, right? Like you work in a shitty 9-to-5 job that you really give zero fucks about, but you're not sure how to get out of there. And so it feels very daunting and limiting and like you're stuck, right? But you haven't tapped into what you care about. I'm thinking this is a possibility. Have you tapped into what you really care about? And this means like an issue that fires you up. For me, I'm very fired up around women's rights. I'm very fired up around inclusivity, diversity. I'm very fired up about creating opportunities where there are none. Mm-hmm. And so my work surrounds that and is in my, and the work that I do is completely integrated in the things that my soul burns for. And so thinking about, for you, Nicole, with mental wellness, it could be just wanting to see people see their own greatness. And
yes.
Right?
Yes, 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 yes. So it's never too late, you know, that at the end of the day, how it started out doesn't mean that's how it's going to end.
That's how it's going
to
end.
Doesn't have to define you.
And so her job is in assisting people to realize that so that they can make a shift and do better. And be better and live a more meaningful, purposeful life. So I think that this purposeful work piece is really, really important if you can nail it down, because then you can start to immerse yourself. And maybe you're really passionate about the homeless. Mm-hmm. Volunteer at a homeless shelter a few times a week and see where it goes from there. You know, maybe you were a victim or a survivor of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. Can you donate or spend time with an organization like Weave, or reach out and see, hey, how can I help? How can I be of service? And spend some time in the areas that you really feel passionate about. And then see what grows from there. Because I guarantee you, once you put yourself in that space, the world will open up to you. And it'll feel like, wow, I can't even believe this is possible. Because that's honestly how I feel so much of the time. Like, I can't believe that the life I'm living is a reality.
Right.
Right? Because it's literally intertwined with all the pieces of who I am as a person, what I love, and what I want to see out in the world. Right? And we're thinking, again, going back to being on borrowed time, our ancestors worked for us, thinking about us as a future generation. We have to do the same for our future generations. I don't care if you have kids or not. I'm parentless, or I'm kidless, and I have no qualms about that. But I still care about my community and my people, and I want to see the generations ahead of us have something that we didn't have. So, and the other thing about this is that when you are operating from this space, you allow all kinds of incredible blessings and abundant things to land, because you're moving from a place of love and passion and purpose. Yeah. But also, you feel fulfilled. You're fulfilled. And there's nothing like doing the work that you love. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Yes, you have to birth it, Solomon says. Yeah. You gotta. So purpose for work is really, really important. So you need to ask yourself, what do I care about?
Yep.
What do I care about? And then start to immerse yourself in some of those areas. Okay. Be curious about who you are. And this goes right into, you know, what do I care about?
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the quotes that I think Deborah Adele has is that in all the ways we impose an outside image of ourselves onto ourselves, we are stealing from the unfolding of our own uniqueness.
Mm.
One more time?
Yeah.
Okay. In all the ways we impose an outside image of ourselves onto ourselves, we are stealing from unfolding our own uniqueness.
Yeah. You know, that saying, just, you know, everybody else is taken.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, there is no other Nicole Sheree Carter.
Sheree?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know about that.
For sure. I have a card.
Okay.
Yes, Nicole Sheree Carter. There is no other.
There is no other.
And, you know, if I get to the end, or if I get to a moment, or if I get scared, which I just recently had a best friend pass away, you know, it scared me. And then it made me realize how I had been stealing from my now.
Mm.
It made me realize how all the ways that I was imposing an outside image of myself, of what I needed to be, and I was stealing from the unfolding of Nicole Sheree Carter.
And all of who she is.
And all of what that is, and where I was born, and who I was born to. Get curious.
Who are you?
Get curious. You know, your spirit, right? You know, your spirit merely might have been like, I'm going to give you an alcoholic mom because I want you to go out and have compassion. Your spirit really might have been like, well, I have to be born to this loving family so I can model and demonstrate it for others. You know, you just get a little curious. I mean, have you ever looked around and been like, damn, why? How did I get in this family? You know, and just sit with it. Just get curious about it, because I can guarantee you it will tie into your purpose and what you care about.
Yes.
Some of those things that we went through has created what we care about.
Absolutely.
So don't keep looking about what made you care. Don't keep looking back at, well, the reason why I care about mental health is because I have this other thing. No! Just realize I really care about mental health and keep going. Don't keep referencing the past, the memory, right? Like, be grateful.
Forward movement. So another way that you can practice this idea of be curious about who you are, ask yourself some motherfucking questions.
Ask yourself.
Listen, when we're dating someone, we ask them 1,001 questions, don't we? So what if you ask yourself some of those questions? What do I like to do on my... Hey, Ange, what do you like to do on your spare time?
Yes.
What would lift your vibration right now? This is one I've been asking myself a lot because of Lala Delia's book, Vibrate Higher Daily. What would lift me up right now? What would immediately shift my energy higher right now? And then I play a song, light an incense, go drink some tea, do whatever I need to do to raise myself up. Because I've been able to ask myself the question so I could come up with an answer versus just being in the dark and not knowing what the hell is going on. Ask yourself. The easiest way to get clarity on anything, whether you're speaking to someone else or yourself, is to ask.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, close your mouth, doesn't get fed.
What do I want to eat? What do I want to eat today? What would be nourishing to my body today?
Yeah.
And see what your body tells you.
I'm like infamous for being in the car and just going down streets. I love it. Like if I don't have my kid, I drop her off at school and I have like a couple hours. I find myself just driving around the neighborhood and I really kind of just go on like a little tour with myself. I talk to myself though. So that's, you know, and myself answers. So you know how people say it's okay if you talk to yourself and somebody answers.
I don't give a fuck.
Go talk to somebody. No,
I'm already talking to somebody.
Yeah,
my motherfucking self.
So, and I come from San Francisco where everybody talks to themselves. So
I'm officially done.
Right? Like, remember we used to play like we was on the phone, but I'd really be talking to myself. I would just really be like talking to myself. Like I have my earphones in.
I would just be
talking to myself.
I can't do it with you.
And so my daughter laughs at me because she's like, Mom, you just had a full-on conversation with yourself. And I'm like, but myself knows how it's going to go. So
we know what it is.
Yeah.
I could care less. I do answer myself. I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
I'm thriving. So yes. I'm straight.
Don't get freaked out about that.
No, dude. Like,
no, but people come into therapy and they get scared. They're like, Nicole, I've heard.
No.
Like,
you gotta realize
if you hear an answer, is that your voice? Is that it? What if it doesn't sound like your own voice?
Oh. I mean, well, now we're getting into some spiritual areas, but sometimes
it's we work through that. But I'm just saying,
but
you know yourself.
But peep, there's multiple aspects of who you are,
mm-hmm.
and this is something I learned in my spiritual studies. There's an emotional self. There's a mental self. There's a vibrational self.
Yes.
There's a soul self. There's a physical self.
There's an astral self. Get that piece of paper. She just gave me some sales.
And so there's higher self and physical self, maybe even lower self, I might say, because, you know, we fucked up out here.
Yeah.
That's why we even have these conversations, because we need it as much as we tell you.
Please believe.
We ain't got it more figured out.
Please believe I'm not preaching.
No. So, you know, allow higher self to speak. When we give ourselves pause, give ourselves space, and actually ask ourselves some questions, we can, you know, get some insight and receive. That's right. Solomon says he want them all. Come on now, let's go. Okay, couple more tips here. Rest and integrate. Please rest and integrate.
Talked about that earlier.
So, Mel says, gotta go, y'all, but love this combo. This is great to listen and laugh this morning. Good.
Yes, okay. Yes.
You can catch the replay on everywhere that podcasts are streamed. Okay, so rest and integrate. This really simply means allow yourself space to absorb your wins, your accomplishments,
the knowledge that you just, like we talked about, right?
Yes.
The knowledge that you just obtained, give yourself a chance to integrate it and then notice it.
Yes.
Like all week I've been integrating content.
Yes.
Contentment.
And I've been integrating a lot of Lala Delia's teachings around vibrating higher daily. That's something that I've been doing and integrating a lot and noticing those shifts and becoming aware of them and how they're making me a better person. Because one thing that Deborah Dell says in this book is that she was like grinding for 3 years. And she, when she thought back, she like didn't have memories. She was just like, fuck, I don't remember. And I find myself in that a lot. And it's just because you're moving so fast and doing so many things and on to the next that you have not given yourself time to let it integrate. So now you don't even know what the fuck you ate yesterday.
Right.
I would have to stop and okay, I do remember right now. But sometimes like if I asked you what you ate last Wednesday, you would be like, I don't know.
Right.
You know, not that you need to know that, but I'm just saying, like, give yourself some space and time to integrate, okay? All right. Build your own life. This just kind of reiterates the stuff we've already been talking about. There's a part in this book where Deborah Dell references a festival that happens in India where there are elephants and also like a lot of food and like shiny objects and all this stuff. And so there's elephant trainers who are there as well, but like they get excited and their trunks just start going everywhere and they're fucking knocking shit all over the place and it's getting chaotic. So what the trainers did is they convinced them, or they coaxed them into wrapping their trunks around a bamboo stick. So they're holding onto that bamboo stick. So now they're walking orderly and that they can't, those other things can't. So the point of this is hold on to your focus and your dream. And then all that shiny shit and things that everyone else is doing is not going to distract you because you know where you are. You're grounded and centered in your own purpose.
That's a meditation we're going to need.
Okay.
That's a beautiful visual.
Isn't it beautiful?
If you do the part, because the way you talk, so you describe the part. Yeah. You're on the elephant, I'm going to be the elephant.
Be the elephant.
And then you're going to describe my trunk.
What is your bamboo?
Oh, yes.
Hold on to your bamboo. Yes. Lastly, competency is preparation.
Woo!
I said competency.
Yeah!
And so there's a Sanskrit word, adhikara, which means the right to know or the right to have. We only get what we have the competency to have and keep. Asteya demands that we become capable of stewarding what we ask for. So listen, don't be out here looking for, asking for, and not be ready to be a match. Not have the competency to be responsible and care for. You say you want a good woman. You say you want a good man. But where are you at?
Come on. Have you asked yourself some questions?
Have you asked yourself some questions? Have you done the work? Are you the things that you're asking of someone else? Have you learned the skills and the things that you need in order to run a successful business? Are you continuously engaging and learning so that you can be prepared for that? You can't ask for the shit, and you can ask for it, but you can't receive the stuff that you are not capable and ready to steward because that's stealing.
Yeah. Or you'll get it, but you'll lose it.
Exactly.
You'll get it, and then you really won't be able to manage. It's like when you give, you know, younger kids toys that are a little bit beyond their capacity, and then they just break the shit.
Right.
And then your feelings is hurt, and you're like, I should have known better. Right. You know, they're just not mentally ready to really appreciate what you gave them.
The bike is too big. You can't ride it.
So then you can't ride it. And then, like, before you know, you look up, it's been like a year and they need a whole other bike with a different size.
Yes. So if it's for me, it's for me. Yes. But at the same time, the things that you needed to do to be able to be in a space where what could be for you is for you because you prepared to have it.
And I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings.
Go ahead.
I'm really not. But Angie really talked about, we only get what we have the competency to have and to keep. So if you are living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, you have not demonstrated to this universe that you have the competency to manage more.
So manage what you have.
So manage what you have, okay? Because then that just sends the message. You can want $1 million. You can want, I just want this dream job. Oh, if I just made more money.
Right.
And I'm not saying anybody is not managing paycheck to paycheck well, because the reality of the economy is here. But I'm talking about that vibrational level.
Yeah.
Like, sit down and imagine. Get a fake checkbook register. Imagine what you would do.
What would you do with that amount of money?
Yes. Yeah. So that you can... The mind doesn't know, when you close your eyes and envision, the mind doesn't know what's real and what's not anymore. So if you literally every night went to sleep and imagine just $500 or more in your bank account and you did that consistently, I guarantee you by law, somehow, some way, it'll find you.
And what you would do with that.
And so you got to see what you would do with it. Because a lot of us just see having it.
Right.
We visualize just having it.
I just want more.
I just want more.
But I don't know what I'm going to do with more.
Yeah.
Exactly. And these are words from Deborah Adele. These are not my own. Good morning, Shanila. Hey, boo.
Hello, hello.
So we have to build our abilities to be ready to receive what we want. Yeah. So this is, for example, have you ever got passed up on a job promotion and you know they wasn't as capable as you?
Come on.
Because I know people.
Yes.
Who didn't got passed up.
Come on.
And the person, okay, I'll give you a prime example. I had a friend of mine who was been working at this place for a long time.
Okay.
They had chosen another woman for the position that she applied for. They had the nerve to ask her to train the girl.
So now, we don't know who the friend is. The friend is anonymous. From your observation, mm-hmm. And we know in law, mm-hmm. knowing you can't receive something you're not a match to.
It may have been a racial issue.
Okay.
But ultimately, I don't know all the details of all of that. But what I do know is that this person was absolutely capable of doing this job, but got passed over. And so the point is that the individual, essentially, that position was essentially stolen from her, in a sense. Because the person
That mean that on some level she...
Like she didn't attract that for whatever reason.
Or that maybe she ran it in her mind that they ain't gonna give it to me.
It could be.
So she stole it from herself.
Could be. Could be.
I'm just going off what we're talking about here.
No, I like that. Because
you
like
say
that.
The book says competency is preparation. Mm. So if you didn't get it, and we talk about self, and I do understand. I'm very aware. But and when I'm sitting with people, I have to empower them.
Yeah.
So to say somebody else. So yeah, that's just it's just a little something.
Good. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot.
Only because I've done it. I've psyched myself out.
Mm-hmm.
I have thought I was going to get things or, you think something's going to go away. But if I really pay attention to my thought pattern around it, it's almost like I was low key like, but, it's no big. You know when you say things like, oh, I want it, but if I don't get it.
But if I don't get it,
why do you do that? You know what? So the, source, universe
says. So you're sending unclear directions.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. Okay. I hear you. Yeah. That's real. So part of this competency and preparation is investing in yourself.
Yes.
I talked about this in the little Instagram guide that I put out a couple days ago that gives you some tips on working well, balancing your work and wellness, harmonizing. So investing in yourself, learning and seeking mentors. This is a way that you can build your competency so that you can be prepared for those blessings and can be prepared for the things that you want because you have done the work to be prepared. So, this can be, spending time reading, researching, going to meetings or events that are talking or speaking to some of the things that you want to do or be, learning from by watching people that you want to, aspire to be in those realms, seeking mentors. Like I have mentees for my Decolonizer Teaching Mentorship Program. The applications are reopening February 15th. So, these are people who have intentionally sought out information and guidance from people that can help them on their path. So this is part of what you need to do to build that competency.
Yes.
And those are all the tips.
All the tips.
We gave a lot.
That was a lot of tips.
That's a lot. So essentially, in harmonizing your work and wellness, we want to just make sure that you are, in the concept of non-stealing, that you are thinking about who you are, how that relates to your purpose in terms of the things that you want to do in this life and the work that you want to put out so that you can be fulfilled in the work that you do so that we can impact the community and create change for future generations. And to be able to do that without comparing yourself to someone else, without wanting what someone else has for yourself, but allowing your own unique path to unfold to you as you continue to walk down. And so realize the abundance and the richness that already surrounds you. Take time to allow the smallest of the smallest wins to integrate and to realize, see them as accomplishments and to be proud of yourself. Build the competency to continue to walk down that path and to be ready for the greater things that you want. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
You have anything else on that?
No.
You wanted, Solomon says he wanted both. I'm not sure. Oh, mentors. Yeah, definitely mentors. Be fertile ground. Exactly. Be fertile ground. Have that preparation so that you when the moment that seed is planted, it's like, okay, go time.
Yeah. And I'll tell you with my journey with Angie, you don't know when you start hanging around mentors and you start hanging around people who are where you want to be, you really don't know how you'll be talked about. I mean, I've had opportunities in the last few months because people know Angie and then Angie says this, or they've seen me at Angie's events or the Afro yoga thing. So, the competency is preparation, right? And then being ready to say yes. Yeah. Because had they called me and I'd been like, oh, well, you know, that would have just been like, so Nicole, yeah, I'm not going to refer you out anymore. So I really had to be ready to say yes.
Be ready to say yes. Be ready to step into that thing. And that just happens with practice, right? Practice. Learning.
Yeah.
Be gentle with yourself. Be patient with yourself through this process. There's no rush to get anywhere. What's for you is for you. Like Solomon told us earlier, what's for you is for you. All you have to do is keep walking down your path and everything will unfold.
Yes.
Okay. So we are about 45 seconds to closing time. So we have a couple of calls to action for you all. Again, if you are listening to our podcast, please subscribe, rate, review us, let us know that we're amazing, let us know we got some work.
Yes,
we want to know how you feel. And please share us, you know, share this on your stories, share our posts on your stories, tell other people about what we're doing, so
what you liked,
we can build the community and continue to share this wonderful, amazing information.
All right, 15 seconds.
Follow us on Instagram, and we have a Comedic Yoga teacher training that we are facilitating at the end of this month. If you are interested, please email me info@afroyoga.org. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.